What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
Denver's home for today's comedy 1031. It's Big Mike, and in studio we have a very funny actor and comedian who is not just a comic, but he's the last comic standing. He was like the last comic standing, and this weekend for the first time ever he's at Comedy Works downtown. We have Clayton English. What's up, man?
What's going on?
How you doing?
Good to be here, man. It's awesome, man. I like Denver.
Now this is your first time.
It's my first time in the Mile High City, man.
Man,
you know I'm trying to be mile high while I'm high, you know, out here. I like what you got going.
Well, I was gonna say, you know, one of your bits that you did on last comic standing, you were in California. You said you're in California where it's almost legal.
Yeah,
where you're from it's not legal at all, but you're in Colorado where it's legal.
Yeah, it's all the way legal.
All
so
the way.
I like what y'all doing.
Yeah.
I'm out here doing research.
Okay.
trying to take these things back to Georgia, man. Let them know, hey.
Take these all this great tax money that's coming
it's
in.
Just
you
some
know?
Economic opportunities,
exactly.
Man. I mean, this is definitely, yeah. It seems beneficial. Y'all seem to be thriving.
Yeah, everybody
seems like y'all building a lot of stuff. A lot of high rises, I guess.
Yeah, a lot of those. So is there coming here to Denver? When did you get here? Yesterday? Today?
Yeah, I got here last night.
Have you participated in our economy yet?
I have. You know, I have been blessed with some of the goodness that is Denver, and it's pretty good.
We want to make sure if you're coming to town, you contribute.
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, I was blessed with some Denver nuggets.
Yeah. We got a lot of those out here. So, you know, like I said, you were the last comic standing of the last season. Just a few months ago, you won it. And, you know, outside of, you know, the crowd feeling, because, I mean, you know, comedy, that's you want your audience to enjoy what you're doing. But you had, you know, three great judges, three comic legends, Norm MacDonald, you know, Roseanne, Keena Ivory-Wayans. What was it like to hear them speak so positively about your set and, like, you know, get that kind of record, you know, love and passion?
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, with them, it was just amazing because these people I've watched, you know. I watched Norm on SNL. I watched Keena Ivory-Wayans from his movies to In Living Color. Roseanne, that's a sitcom I used to watch. So, like, to be in front of them, like, I'm like, okay. I'm kind of here, but I could never worry about the judges. I just focused on the audience because that's how I know how to do comedy. I didn't know how to do it for judges, but yeah. I mean, it felt good that they acknowledged what I did and they saw what I, you know, where it was. And it was certain things, like each one of them, you know, they brought something different to the table. They see, okay, I noticed on this joke you did this, or I like the way you go into it. I like you. So, you know, some people respect writing. Some people respect your instincts. Some people respect energy. So, it was a good mix of all that, yeah.
Well, like you said, you just focus on the audience, and I think they notice that. Sometimes you watch a show, and it seems like they're kind of focused on the judges.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're the judges, and I get it, but, like, they notice that the audience.
Yeah, I mean, that's the fourth judge, you know. Yeah. If the audience is rocking with you, then that is like Gladiator, you know. Yeah. If the audience is going with you, then they got to give you thumbs up. They got to let you live to fight another day. So.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You mentioned on that show that, you know, winning Last Comic Standing would change your life, and, you know, since that's happened, how has your life changed? What's it been like winning that and the process now several months out?
Just way busier. I don't have the same concerns anymore, which is kind of good. You know, things, you know, you worry about, you know, check to check. You worry about bills.
Yeah.
Worry about taking care of stuff. Now it's really just on the road, working. I can focus on my craft and getting better at it and not have some of those dilemmas. And, like, I got my mom works for me now. She gave herself a title. She's my executive assistant. I didn't give her that title, but she's just making up stuff. Yeah. She, like, put a little sign on.
Wait till she promotes herself to corporate executive.
I know. She's going to keep going.
A few more names.
I think I'm going to wind up working for her in my own company if I keep letting her have free reign.
She's
like
not even going to have a business card. It's just going to be a business sheet.
Right.
This is everything I do.
Yeah, but no, it's been amazing. I get to travel to so many different places that I haven't been before. And,
like Denver.
Yeah, and it's people that are coming out to see me that, you know, or anticipating my comedy. So I feel blessed, man. I couldn't have.
Well, what's kind of cool with you being here is, you know, here over the last few years, and we have had a great relationship with Comedy Works. I mean, we've had, you know, comedians that have been in, you know, doing this for, you know, decades, you know, Louis Anderson or Bob Saget.
Yeah.
And they always can say, how amazing it is to be Comedy Works downtown.
Right.
Tonight's your first, so you haven't even been there yet.
I haven't been there. I've heard very good things, though. Everybody talks very highly of the club, so.
Yeah, so it's interesting to meet somebody before they've got there. They have that experience. They know it. So you're about to go into, like I said, every comedian that comes here says one of the best in the country, one of the best crowds. So I think you have a great time tonight.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Yeah. I've been hearing nothing but good things. So, yeah, and I mean, you know, if you want to come out, if you saw the show, if you saw Last Comic Standing, just think of that as like the trailer for the feature film.
Yeah.
Like the feature film is tonight, and it's,
Yeah, and you can get those tickets at comedyworks.com. Get them while you can. He's here tonight. It's St. Patrick's Day. You're going to be drinking green beer all there.
Drink it.
Is there, green bill at Comedy Works? Is there going to be some green beer? Okay, there might even be some green beer tonight, but there's going to be some kind of green in the air. I mean, it'll be all good.
Yeah, there'll be green something, leprechauns and shillelaghs.
Something like
for
that.
For everyone. And so get your Blarney Stones ready.
Tonight at Comedy Works. So you won Last Comic Standing, but you've been doing comedy for like over 10 years now.
Yeah, 10 years.
How did that start? What made you want to become a comedian?
Ah, man, people told me I was funny. Like, I always...
That's a good reason to start.
Well, no, I mean, that's not even... People had always said that. Like, I was always able to make people laugh. Like, I remember going to a sleepover, like, in second grade. And, like, I was just riffing on our class and our teacher. And this kid, like, his older brother and sister, they, like, 15 and 16, they're dying laughing at the stuff I'm saying. And this is from a second grader. So, like, when it's time to leave, they're like, man, you were funny. You got to come back. And now I look back, I was like, oh, yeah, I was getting booked for sleepovers in second grade. You know what I'm saying? But, nah, I was going to school, but I wasn't really doing what I was supposed to do in school. So I dropped out college, and I came home, had a little dead-end job selling cell phones.
Yeah.
And a friend of mine worked there, and he was super funny all the time. And I saw kind of in him what people saw in me as far as, like, you need to be a comedian.
And he ended up on Last Comic Standing,
too. Yeah, he was on the year before.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we started together. Carlos Miller, so.
Well, all you funny people just hang out together. You just have like a little spot.
I mean, Atlanta got a lot of talented people, so I can't say it's some good overlap. But me and him, it just by a chance that we worked at this same little kiosk in the mall selling cell phones, and we started looking for places to do comedy, and we never looked back. So,
Still going. Now you made your way to Comedy Works downtown.
Yeah, in Denver.
Talking tickets at comedyworks.com. Yes. So, one thing a lot of comedians is like a treasure trove of information is a political season, the elections.
Oh, man.
You keep a track with all this craziness
man,
going on.
Come on, man. I don't know what's going on, man. Hillary Clinton remind me of that aunt whose house you don't like to go to.
The plastic over
the house. Yeah, like you don't want to go over there. And then Bernie Sanders, like he looked like the dude in the movie that has the cure to the outbreak virus, but nobody believes him because his hair's not combed and his lab coat is dirty. Yeah. And then Donald Trump, I just feel like he's just running some kind of con game that we haven't seen in a long time. Like I feel like there's some old con artist that's at home watching it like, I can't believe it. He's pulling off the old Savannah Shuffle. It's where you just make up stuff and don't apologize for it. Like, I don't know.
I think he was just running to get back on The Apprentice, and he's like, hold on, people keep voting for me.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to be president.
I don't know what, like, it's crap. But I think really right now it's more of a mascot game.
Yeah.
As opposed to actual politics. You just have to be the most popular representative of this idea that people have right now. So it's weird. I don't know. It's a little spooky.
Yeah.
Folks talk about moving to Canada. I'm not moving.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
You might visit though.
I mean, I'll visit Canada. I'm not moving to Canada.
You might do a show there.
Nah. Yeah. I'll do shows. Do shows. But I'm not living in Canada.
It gets cold in Canada.
I'm not giving up my U.S. stuff for Canadian. Exactly. No, I'm good. I don't like Tim Hortons that much. I'm good with Starbucks.
You can go up there for like an OVO Fest to see Drake every now and then, but during the wintertime.
Drake don't even stay up there.
Exactly.
Like, you know, like.
He made his way down to Atlanta, too. I mean, So we got Clayton English in here. He's the Last Comic Standing. He's at a Comedy Works downtown. What's next for you, man?
Oh, man, just I'm banging out the rest of this year touring. Got the development deal with NBC, so spent a little bit of pilot season in L.A. Just, you know, topping it up and hopefully meeting the right people to try to bring something to life. So my next goal is really to work on this development deal, and, you know, I'm taking one step at a time. So my first goal is to hopefully get a pilot shot and then we go from there. I mean, it's tough for stuff to get that far, well, let alone make it a series, but yeah.
Well, it's tough to get on Last Comic Standing. It's tough to win. You did that too, man.
I like the way you think. Yeah.
But when you do get the pilot, and then when you get the movie, and then you get the Oscar, and all, don't forget Comedy 103. We'll make sure you stop there when you come to town.
I won't. I like what y'all doing, man. It needs to be more. I don't think we got nothing like this in Atlanta.
Yeah.
We need this. Yeah.
Everybody needs to laugh.
Yeah, you definitely do, especially right now, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And everybody needs to laugh tonight at Comedy.
Yes. Yes, definitely. Come out. Come out. Don't be too good for it.
And if you're against going out on a Thursday night, that he's also here tomorrow night.
Tomorrow. And the next night.
Not after that.
Yeah.
So you have no excuse. You got
to
do that.
Yeah, we don't want to hear it. I really don't want to hear it.
Yeah. No excuses. But we want to thank you for making time for us. Get those tickets at ComedyWorks.com while they are here. Clayne English, thank you so much for making time for us.
No, thank y'all so much. And look, everybody out there, Instagram, Clayton English, ClayTon, English like the language. If you can't spell it, I don't really want you to follow me. I feel like you got other stuff you should focus on.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You need to learn your English.
Yeah, Instagram, too. And stop posting so much fake stuff on Instagram, everybody. Like, be real. I've never seen anybody post real stuff. You never seen an eviction notice on Instagram. Hashtag what I'm going to do. I want to see that.
Hashtag free advice, please. I need it. Clayton English, thank you so much for making time for us. And everybody go see him tonight at Comedy Works.
Thank you, bro. Appreciate it.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.